right, folks, number 49. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone.
do give you all the praise and honor, the glory that's due your name.
Yes.
Lord, we recognize your presence. We recognize your majesty.
Yes.
Oh God, you are the great King. You're awesome and powerful. You're omnipotent. Lord, you are worthy of all our praise.
Amen.
We worship you. It is enough that you are so awesome, but it's more even to us that you sent your Son for us. Lord, what is man that you're mindful of, that you thought of us, that you made a way of redemption for us when even the angels had no means of escape? You rescued us.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for such great love.
Yes.
Thank you for the precious blood of Christ which was shed for us. Lord, that the sin issue might be settled once and for all.
Amen.
And that we might be able to come with boldness to the throne of grace. Oh God, help us, Holy Spirit, to avail ourselves more of this great privilege. We pray, Lord God, that we will always run to that throne of grace. And we thank you, Lord God, you made this way for us. We give you all the praise and all the glory, because you are our strength.
Yes.
You are our joy and our help. And Lord, we receive of you, as much as we want to praise you, as much as we, Lord, in our frailty want to lift you on high, we need your help even with this.
Yes.
So we ask your aid, great one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You are my strength when I am weak.
You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I be a fool. You are
Jesus. day that this is the day that the campers come up, and we want to pray. That God will prepare their hearts and meet them today. And I want to ask you, please just don't do this because this is what we do. The day that the campers come up, let's lay hold. Why not believe God to hear our prayer that a word begins before the counselors even give the gospel of Christ? That there's an open door. I think that that's our responsibility, isn't it? To say, Lord, we believe. It's an interesting thing about prayer. Sometimes people think, well, why pray? I mean, God's going to do what he's going to do. And I think that's a misconception when you study the Word of God. Prayer is so important. Jesus told us to pray this. When the disciples asked, teach us to pray, he said, pray this. Pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and then what? Why would we need to pray, thy will be done? Why would he say, make sure you pray this, that God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven? Well, it's a battle, it's a fight, isn't it? And we must intercede. And what is really prayer? Well, if you, and I don't want to, it's not what I have on my heart today, but when you consider prayer, it's saying this. It's saying, God, we relinquish our will so that your will might be done on earth. Well, I believe this morning we need to intercede for these campers. Because this camp's whole purpose is for these children that are coming up to receive all the help that God wants for them. Every guest, of course. So I want to ask you, particularly the staff. I'm a staff member, so I can say this. As I mentioned to you, and I say it with joy, that of the 70 years, I had 45 years a part of this camp. Now, that may not be real happy for the camp, but it makes me happy. And I know how it is. It's easy on these table worships to get lethargic and say, well, okay, it's short, and then we've got to get back to work. Well, I'm going to throw a terrible beating on anybody that I see gets lethargic. Oh, I always wanted to say that. But pastors are not allowed to say that. Not you. Just kidding. But let's lay hold, shall we? Let's lay hold. Will you join me? I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. And I want your faith to join mine. And just call in the name of the Lord for these campers right now. Shall we? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Can I ask you to stand for a moment and let's pray as one man?
Hallelujah.
We pray, Father, that you'll help us right now to feel the urgency of this prayer. We pray, Lord God, that we will feel what heaven feels concerning the mission that is set before us. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will so charge our very beings that we might know how to intercede for these campers that are coming up.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord God, we don't want to just say, well, this happens every year. They come up and God's going to bless them. God, Lord, we want to feel the urgency of heaven that we might intercede as we ought. That we might believe, oh God, that you'll do abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Oh, help us, Holy Spirit. Lord, your word says that the Holy Spirit would help us to pray as we ought. And so we ask this morning, dear God, each of us, everyone from the youngest to the oldest, we cry out to you, oh God. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, we pray, oh God, in every one of these children. Dear Jesus, we ask this, oh Father, in your precious name, hallelujah. Let others call out as well, oh God. Confident.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we're so thankful that you now have a work in hearts.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, we're so thankful that your Spirit is able to prepare the soil of their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And this is what we're asking you, Lord, that every heart will be prepared. Some may be prepared as soon as they get here, and others may be prepared as they Yes. And we believe to do that for each girl. You know about their home situation, you know, the personal struggles that they go through in the village. You know that what problems they may have, the questions and doubts that they have.
Yes.
You know all about these precious children and the boys in the college too. Whatever their circumstances are, know that you know each one personally. And that gives us great confidence that you are able to meet their needs personally. And you're able to help them to receive the personal words they need from the lessons.
Yes,
and that you will be able to work in them and grow in them and establish them by your grace. And some of them probably know you already, and yet you're wanting to help them, give them wisdom and fortitude and other qualities.
Yes.
So much you want to be working on those.
Yes.
But we thank you to do so much in young people. Like Brother Bill mentioned, there were those young preachers, 10 and 12 years old. They already had something and were anointed. And so you're not limited. You can do so much. And we're so glad we can ask you, Jesus. You said, ask of me. And we're so glad we can ask. And you will pour out your spirit abundantly. Not just a little bit. Abundantly. And especially my sister Mary. Flow through her. Flow through the crimson cord. Abundantly, we ask.
Yes,
Jesus.
Dear Lord, we know that it is your will that none would perish.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, there's going to be a lot of girls coming up, little cottagers. Lord, some of them don't know you as Savior and Lord. And our prayer this morning, Lord, is not one of them will leave this campgrounds after 2 weeks, Lord, without having received you into their hearts and their lives. Lord, open their hearts to yourself. Lord, may they, Lord, as they're coming up, they're all excited about camp, Lord, maybe on the beach and playing games and all of this stuff. But Lord, I pray that you will put it within their hearts to seek you.
Yes,
Lord, that in and of themselves, Lord, they're not going to do it. But the Holy Spirit can prepare them. And that's what our prayer is this morning. Oh, God, Lord, open their hearts to yourself, Lord, that they will receive all, Lord, your word that has been prepared for them to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank you in advance, Lord, to do this. Hallelujah. Son of hallelujah.
Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, we pray that you would break down strongholds and resistance, Lord God.
Lord,
you see their lives and you see the struggles that some of these kids have, but Lord, you are powerful, oh God, and we ask that you would pull those strongholds down, oh God.
You
think of the walls of Jericho that were just obliterated and you could sweep in, and Lord, we just pray for them this morning that you would accomplish your will. Lord, we agree that your will should be done, and Lord, give us the strength. Those of us who are not with these kids, Lord, help us in the ways that we interact with them to be a blessing and to be the type of people that will point them to you. We ask this in your name.
Amen.
Jesus, I pray for the girls that have been coming year after year, Lord. And yes, they know you, Lord, in their heart, but they haven't made you king in their lives, Lord. I pray that you would come in the 70th year, Lord, and pour out mighty baptisms in the Holy Spirit on these children, Lord. Grab them now while they're young, Lord, so they don't have all the baggage when they're older trying to come to you, Lord. I just pray that you catch hold of them, Lord, and give them a sight of you, Lord. And we believe, Lord, that you will do it this year, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pray your name. In
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We pray for every counselor, Father.
Yes.
Oh, God, we ask, Lord, that we ask that you will give them an open door, that they might present the gospel of Christ. Give them utterance that they might present the word as they ought.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that even today particularly, you'll give them strength. We know undoubtedly there's jitters the getting started nervousness. But we pray, Lord, that you'll intervene. We pray, God, that Lord, that they'll just feel and sense your strength in your hands. Lord, give them wisdom. Give them faith for every one of these, we pray. Every camper in a cottage as well. Help our sister Auntie, Lord. Strengthen her. And those that are working with her. We trust you to do this. We thank you, Lord, that we can commit this whole day to you. That you'll work, you'll move. We ask, Lord, too, we ask this, that the, we ask, Father, that in a very natural way, the rain will hold on. And we pray that your will be accomplished. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Show what you see.